Hello and welcome to Market Talk. In this episode, we'll be talking with Greg Gizzi, Delaware Investments Municipal Fixed Income Portfolio Manager, as we discuss the muni market. Thanks for joining Market Talk, Greg.
Thank you for having me.
It's been a fairly tumultuous summer for the markets, and particularly difficult for the municipal market. Can you give us a synopsis of what's going on?
Municipals and fixed income in general have seen a shift in psychology after the June Federal Open Market Committee meeting, with Chairman Bernanke's suggestion that the Federal Reserve would begin to taper monetary stimulus in the near future. The fixed income markets reacted negatively on fears of imminent higher rates, and while subsequent Fed speeches and appearances sought to clearly distinguish between tapering of monetary stimulus or slowing of the $85 billion in monthly bond purchases and their zero interest rate policy, or ZIRP, this did in fact lead to a recovery in many fixed income segments, such as corporate and high yield, while municipals have not fared as well. The municipal market has been experiencing municipal bond fund redemptions, which began in early June, and have been further influenced by negative headlines on Detroit's bankruptcy filing. Other fixed income segments, which also saw outflows, have recovered a fair amount of their losses in July and early August. For instance, high-yield funds, which experienced approximately $12 billion in outflows during the period, have since received $8 billion in inflows. As of the end of May, municipal bond funds had received $4.5 billion in flows. Since that time, municipal bond funds, year-to-date as of August 1st, have seen $19.5 billion in outflows, a $24 billion swing. To put that number in perspective, the municipal market in 2012 saw a total of $28 billion in inflows for the year. The overwhelming factor lies in the fact that munis, as an asset class, are predominantly owned by retail investors. Estimates run in the 70 to 75% range, either through funds or direct purchases. The non-traditional buyer of munis, namely crossover accounts, hedge funds, or insurance companies, is purely a tactical buyer that views the asset class opportunistically from a total return basis. What has challenged municipal returns this summer has been the negative technicals resulting from municipal mutual fund outflows, which have been influenced by headlines and rising rate fears.
You mentioned Detroit. What effect has the bankruptcy filing had on the market?
To market professionals, Detroit didn't come as a surprise. Unfortunately for the muni market, the vast majority of the press the market receives tends to accentuate negative developments. I do believe the concept of a recognizable city in the United States filing for bankruptcy can spook the average investor and may have in fact exacerbated the negative fund flows we've experienced. But from a credit perspective, we do not believe Detroit is systemic to the overall municipal market.
As mutual fund redemptions have shifted in the past 2 months, have individual investors left the muni market?
There's an interesting phenomenon that we see in the municipal market that occurs during different interest rate scenarios. When interest rates are falling, individual bond yields outpace the drop in bond fund yields, and as a result, muni funds receive, on average, a pickup in flows. The reciprocal happens when rates rise. Bond fund yields do not adjust upward as fast as individual bond yields, and as a result, individual bond transactions tend to pick up relative to bond fund purchases. And this is no doubt occurring in the marketplace today, although certainly not enough to offset the negative fund flows we're experiencing. I think it's crucial to mention the importance of diversification in credit research, particularly in the post-crisis municipal world where the role of insurance has deteriorated and taken away the individual bond purchaser's AAA security blanket. Municipals have transitioned over the last few years from what was essentially a rates market to a rates and credit market. The key for muni investors is to partner with an entity that draws on years of experience to build portfolios bond by bond using fundamental credit research. We at Delaware strive to build well-diversified, sound investment vehicles for our clients. It only takes one credit event, like a Detroit, to eradicate any yield advantage obtained through purchasing individual bonds.
What is Delaware Investments' view on municipal credit?
Our view is generally positive on municipal credit. The U.S. economy has demonstrated improvement, and state and local governments have generally done a solid job managing their economies through a very difficult period. States and local governments have streamlined budgets, they've raised taxes, made some difficult choices to solidify their economies in the face of cuts in federal outlays. In addition, we've seen many debt issuers take advantage of this low interest rate environment and lower their debt expense by refinancing. The key, however, going forward for state and local governments is to maintain this discipline and resist reverting back to their old spending habits. With an improving economy, states and local governments will benefit from increasing personal income tax, corporate tax, sales tax, and with the housing market improving, local governments should begin to see higher assessments and hence increasing real estate tax revenue in the near future.
What is the team's near-term outlook for the municipal market?
The real issue for the market is the supply-demand technical that drove returns sharply higher in the 2010 through 2012 period and has reversed sharply here in the last couple months and hurt muni performance. The muni market, with the dominant role that the individual investor plays, takes a very long time for psychology and hence flows to reverse. We need to see a significant period where rates in general stabilize and municipals become attractive to the tactical or total return investor I referred to before. And while it's certainly too early to declare a market bottom, we are starting to see some positive developments. First, supply. We've seen supply estimates revised downward from the $375 to $400 billion range down to a range of $325 to $350 billion. And less supply in a market where we're receiving heavy bond fund redemption should help alleviate the supply-demand technical imbalance. And secondly, municipal ratios, or simply comparing AAA GO tax-exempt yields versus U.S. Treasury yields, have reached levels that should and have begun to attract those non-traditional total return buyers. In fact, 10-year ratios have reached 108%, and the 30-year ratio has reached 118%, historically levels where we have seen these buyers emerge into the marketplace. We are cautiously optimistic that the market has sold off to levels that represent good value relative to the fundamentally strong historical credit backdrop of the municipal market compared to other fixed income asset classes.
That's great to hear. Greg, thanks for spending time with us on this edition of Market Talk.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
We want to thank everyone for joining us for this episode of Delaware Investments Market Talk, and we encourage you to visit our website at DelawareInvestments.com/Market Talk for more information. Talk with you next time.